From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Polls are open in Myanmar for the first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. As many as 30 million people are expected to vote today, selecting for more than 6,000 candidates for both houses of national parliament and regional assemblies. The vote could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. VOA Steve Herman is in the capital, Yangon, reporting.
I am at the Basic Education Primary School number 3 in Bahan Township. This is in an upscale neighborhood of Yangon where NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi lives, and she has just voted here. It was a scene of pandemonium. The number of voters waiting at this polling station only outnumbered by the number of the domestic and international media. A lot of yelling and shouting, everyone wanting to get a photograph of her casting her ballots at this elementary school on this very historic day in Myanmar.
Steve Herman reporting. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in a historic handshake Saturday before beginning a summit in Singapore, the first face-to-face meeting between the two sides since 1949. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists, then began the meeting. Mr. Xi spoke at the opening of the meeting. He said, "No force can pull us apart. We are one family." Ma also spoke. He says, even though this is the first meeting, we feel like old friends. Authorities in China are predicting the meeting will be a major historic milestone, while in Taiwan there are angry protesters that tried to storm the parliament in Taipei as Ma left for the meeting.